Tomorrow evening, 8 storytellers will take the stage at Emory University to talk about their LGBTQ experiences. The event, Outspoken, is the result of a partnership between the Human Rights Campaign, an LGBTQ advocacy group, and the DC-based nonprofit Story District. 4 of the selected storytellers are from DC. The other 4 are Atlantans. We have in studio the Atlanta storyteller Ames Simmons. He also volunteers with the Human Rights Campaign. Welcome, Ames.
Thank you so much for having me, Lois. It's a pleasure to be in the studio with an Atlanta legend like yourself.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I feel honored. So, this was a pitch process. Tell us a little bit about how you were selected.
Story District has a really great process based on the partnership that they have with the organization that I volunteer with, Human Rights Campaign, where they hold a storytelling informational session and talk about what the purpose of storytelling is and why it's important to organizations who are focused on advocacy like Human Rights Campaign, or HRC, as we sometimes call it in shorthand. Part of that process is talking through what a story is and what it isn't. So we had some initial training about how the storytelling project that Story District directs and produces is not a TED Talk, it's not a lecture, and it's not a speech. It's designed to be a way to bring a true story based on your own personal experience to bear on an issue of advocacy like lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer people's rights and experiences in the world. So a story needs to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. It needs to have some inherent tension that makes the story interesting to the people who are going to be hearing it. And based on some of those criteria, they asked us to, at that session, which was held, I think, in May, they asked us to think about an event recently where we had just had enough, and to do some quick lightning journaling about that event and try to see, is there an event in there that might be able to be shaped into a story? So that was the beginning, was this informational session that Story District came to Atlanta and had with us. So there was some initial pitching that even took place at the end of that session. So our director, Amy, was there, was here in Atlanta, along with the producer, Mike, from Story District, and helped us kind of shape our initial impressions that were based on that lightning journaling. And then after that, we had maybe another couple of months to, we could go home and just say that was a special and fun event, but there's no way I want to be a storyteller. Mm-hmm. Or we could try to work through and shape and refine the stories some more and then pitch it to Story District, which was in the form of an audio file that I think had to be limited to 3 minutes for our initial pitch. And then a very brief synopsis. It was like 250 words, I think, for the synopsis, which was really challenging
for me. I can imagine, given some of the stories and how poignant they are. What was the event that sparked in the exercise when Story District arrived?
For me?
Well, you said they give you an event. Yes.
What I mean is they asked us to think of an event for each one of us who, and we had a great turnout for that initial information session. I want to say there were at least 20 people there.
So there were unique events.
Yes.
It wasn't a news item that, okay, lightning journal about this. Okay. Well, would you be willing to tell us what your experience was for that lightning session?
Yes, but I'm only going to give a teaser because I want people to actually come out to the event tomorrow night to hear the whole story. So the event that I'm going to talk about has to do with an outing that happened in early May of this year when I was at a retreat that was put on by HRC called Men in Leadership. And so I had a really unique experience of this leadership development retreat called Men in Leadership because I am a transgender man. And so there was another trans person who was also in the retreat, but I was closer to the beginning of my gender journey at the time that I went to this retreat. So there were a lot of really acute and visceral moments that came out of that weekend that were really fresh in my mind by the time we had the informational session in late May. So I'm going to tell a story about an outing that we had that was part of the Men in Leadership retreat and how I experienced that as a trans person as a way of talking about the importance of name and identity, which is important, I think, to all LGBTQ people. But it is particularly acute, I think, for transgender and gender nonconforming people because it's such a central component of our life journey is figuring out what that identity is. So there will, in addition to my story, there will also be another local story that has a transgender aspect to it that will feature somebody who has already been on WABE 90.1 with Johnny Kaufman. And that is the story of Jen Slipikoff and her trans daughter. So she has her story. She's going to tell a piece of that story at the event tomorrow night. And then we have two other local storytellers from Atlanta, Will Young, who is already a storyteller in his own right, and Andrew Moon, who is a public relations specialist and volunteers with Human Rights Campaign here in Atlanta. They are both going to be telling their own stories about their queer experience as members of the LGBTQ community in Atlanta.
With Outspoken, we're at the intersection of human rights and storytelling. What role does storytelling play in activism?
From our perspective, what has moved the needle forward for LGBTQ rights thus far in our history has been people getting to know lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer people, getting to know them personally, working with them, and finding out that their friends, neighbors, their doctors, their dentists, their preachers, the person who cuts their hair, knowing that LGBTQ is an aspect of people that who they already know and trust helps to diminish some of the stigma that society has traditionally associated with being LGBTQ. And we know that coming out to people is part of what helps change hearts and minds. And swaying that public opinion is an important component of advocacy for organizations like Human Rights Campaign that are trying to secure rights and justice for LGBTQ people.
Talking with Ames Simmons, he's part of a special event, Outspoken, a joint partnership between the Human Rights Campaign and LGBTQ Advocacy Group and the DC-based nonprofit Story District. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta.
I want to have a little pride in my world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say I am what I am. I am what I
tomorrow evening, eight storytellers will take the stage at Emory University to talk about their LGBTQ experiences. Aim Simmons, for this event, you made sure to emphasize that there will be a diverse range of storytellers. And I think too often in minority groups, there's the idea of one common experience, the Black experience, the Jewish experience, the gay experience. Does this event hope to address that notion of a common experience?
I think there are some components that would be in common across all eight of the storytellers' experience. Sure, since we all identify in some form or fashion as either lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or queer, or some combination of those things. I think it's also important to bear in mind that there are a lot of intersections of identities in people's lives, and that how, certainly how a trans person experiences the world is going to be affected by their socioeconomic level and how much education they have, what their race is, what gender they were assigned at birth, and what gender they identify with currently. And similarly, for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and queer folks, the various aspects of personality and life experience are brought to bear on any experience or moving through the world as a queer person. So there are some commonalities and some differences.
Like life itself across the spectrum. Ames, I read a blog post of yours, and you said, I know firsthand what it's like to be LGBTQ in the South. The reality is it's harder here than anywhere else. Is that a reason that this event is here in Atlanta, to highlight these regional difficulties?
Absolutely. That is one of the reasons why this event is in the South. And we're, in fact, Story District is having another event in November in Birmingham, specifically to try to highlight the experiences of LGBTQ people in the South, where we are disproportionately affected by unfavorable legislation, unfavorable court decisions in some cases, and lived experience is different in the South than for LGBTQ people than it is in other parts of the country. So I think it's part of moving the needle of advocacy, yes, is telling stories specifically rooted in the South and in Southern traditions.
And there is the personal experience as well, because it's such a powerful way to get a message across, to tell your stories, to put a face on a human rights issue. At the same time, you have to reveal very intimate details about yourself. In just the 2 minutes or so we have left, would you tell us how you find the balance between telling personal stories and yet maintaining your own privacy?
I think, particularly for trans people, every trans person comes to the experience of advocacy and educating other people with their own boundaries and their own sense of how much they're willing to put on the line. It has been challenging for me to find the right place to draw the line, but because of the privilege that I have, it's easier, I think, for me to tell my story and to help people get to know who I am than it is for other people. And that's part of why I do it, is to help advocate for other people who are not willing or able to be as upfront. And we know now that HRC recently did a survey that said that 35% of people now personally know or work with someone who is transgender. And that number jumped 1.6 times what it was even a year ago. So we know that more and more trans people are coming out, and that is what is going to be important for advocacy, is people getting to know trans people. And I'm proud to be a part of that.
Well, we've been speaking with Ames Simmons. He volunteers with Atlanta's Human Rights Campaign and is among the 8 storytellers to be featured at tomorrow's event, Outspoken, Queer Questioning, Bold and Proud. That's tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Emory University's Harlan Theater. Ames, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Lois. It's been quite a pleasure.